Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
I'm fast, I'm pretty, and can't possibly be beat.
Daymo Entertainment calling from St. Louis, and you are now tuned into Lawless Radio, the hottest radio show online. Love what y'all doing out here. I see you. This is Daymo ENT, and I'm out.
Oh, what's the business? What's the business? What's the business? You already know what it is, baby. It's the chairman. Lawless Radio is on live. Y'all know what to do. Call a friend and tell a friend to bring about five or six friends so we can get in here, baby. In the next 2 hours, we're going to do what it is we do on Lawless Radio, and that is support your local comer. Underground, unsigned, independent music, baby. That's the way we do it, man. Kicked it off with the girl Breeze, man. Good loving, man. That is a real nice joint, man. Can't wait to hear some more stuff from her. To my understanding, we'll be having some more stuff next week. So that's going to be something, man. Always, always a pleasure to see these people out there grinding and doing their thing, man. In order to stay relevant, man, you have got to be in the studio. You have got to be working. You've got to be making them rounds, shaking them hands, kissing them babies. You know, you got to be out there. But you can't be out there and selling Big Bird. Man, I'm sitting here, man, and I'm watching, man. And I mean, man, I think Romney got more drama, man, out of the Big Bird thing than he did out of the 47% comment, man. Come on. I mean, man, you may have a lot of people that want to keep their mouth closed about that stuff, man. But who didn't learn how to read off Sesame Street, man? How you going to knock Big Bird? Big Bird, everything we got going on out there, you want to come at Big Bird. Big Bird ain't getting no more money. Big Bird ain't be getting this reload thing going on no more. Big Bird hurting around here. First thing I'm going to do, man, I'm getting rid of Big Bird. I'm going to keep poverty going. The gas is going to stay high. You ain't going to be able to afford to live where you're living. Ain't going to be no jobs. Ain't going to be no money. Y'all life going to be messed up. I'm only going to get in there and take care of the 47% that mess with me. But the first thing I'm doing is going after Big Bird. I want y'all to know that. Like, okay. And still falling from it, man. Beyonce dropped out of Clint Eastwood's movie A Star Is Born. You know, he was remaking that movie, and they were real high on Beyonce, and it's like, oh wow, Beyonce is gonna bring that Cadillac Records, that Dreamgirls presence to this film, you know, and they were all on it, and she dropped out. Now, see, a lot of people might have forgot, you know, Clint Eastwood and the chess situation, you know, and him coming at the president the way he did. But Beyonce is showing, you know, all of them pictures that she's taking with the Obama, you know, that's genuine support. That is her being real, you know. So she took her stand, man. I mean, hey, I can't say whether, you know, it's good or not, or whether I would do it or whether I wouldn't, you know, because you're talking about separating business from personal, you know, and I think doing that movie is business, you know, and the support and everything is personal. Unless there's some business there, too. But, you know, hey, I got to give her credit for taking her stand. And she took it. But now, this is the question. And I threw this question out a little late yesterday. And y'all got to forgive me, man. My head is still swimming. You cannot be jumping back and forth on these flights and don't think it won't catch up to you, especially when you're a person that survives on about an hour and a half of sleep a day. You know, and man, Phoenix was good. I want to thank some people I met out there. Mindy, Carol, Mitch, you know, thank the people I met out there. And man, but that coming back and forth, man, that is no joke. But I threw this out there yesterday, and I really didn't get a chance to get enthralled in the conversation the way I wanted to because I was really, really, you know, tired. But with the way everybody went about the whole Nicki Minaj situation, now, should the Republicans be doing the same thing to Beyonce? You know, hey, since you don't want to show no love for our man, you know, and be in his movie, we don't knock you. Now, will everybody not see a problem with that? Because, I mean, everybody know where I stood on the whole Nicki thing. I mean, it's her vote, man. You can say who you're going to vote for and vote for somebody totally different. I can get on the show all day and say I'm going to vote for Big Bird. Vote for Big Bird. I'm going down there and I'm punching for Big Bird. And I end up punching for the Cookie Monster. You don't know who a person is voting for or who a person has voted for. All you can do is take what comes out of their mouth. You know, and another thing that I wanted to touch on, man, the Nicki Minaj Mariah beef. Is this real? Let me give you a quote from Steven Tyler. Steven Tyler says, "It looks good on TV. Whatever they have to do to breathe life back into the show." Now, I'm not a super smart man. I'm not even in the class of a million super smart men. But don't it look like what he just said was this is orchestrated? And I mean, come on now. If Mariah was really serious, you know, or taken serious, this girl talking about she gonna pull out a gun and shoot her. Man, that's some police stuff. You don't go and hire no $7 an hour security guy to walk around with you. You get them papers, you know. And during all of this, they taking promotional photo shoots and all this stuff. And no drama going on. Nothing happening there. That's it. Just a little threat that was supposedly made. Now, me, myself, I believe in Eric Bischoff. And Eric Bischoff, for those of you who don't know, was not only a wrestling promoter, because first thing people going to say, oh, he was WCW. No. He was the brains behind a lot of the TBS campaigns. A lot of TBS here in Atlanta, a lot of TBS campaigns. He was also the brain behind a lot of the sports things that Turner produced. And his philosophy was controversy creates cash. That was his philosophy. So if he could have something like a football player, you know, staggering out of a bar the night before a big game, he would have that. Football player did not have to be drunk. Just to see that is going to put that game in people's conversation. Because first things first, you know, we just use Terrell. You know, hey, Terrell Owens was coming out of the bar. He was drunk. He was tall. Man, I'm wondering how they're going to play tomorrow without. And people are talking about it. So people that otherwise, you know, wouldn't keep up with football, they know about this guy stumbling drunk out of a bar. And those are the things that Eric Bischoff did. You know, he was real smart on things like that. And then you start seeing situations like that come about in TV programming, you know, and different stuff like that, especially reality shows. I mean, a lot of people, you know, may not want to admit it, but he was, you know, part of the pioneering this whole reality TV joint because of the stuff that he had did with the first season of Real World. And now you probably didn't know it. Yeah, he was one of those brains behind that. And if you don't remember, Real World was the first, you know, true reality show. You know, you watching these people in this house and where do they go beyond that and all of that stuff. That he was beyond. He was there. You know, so all of that whole thing about making it look like people cursed and they didn't, this was Eric Bischoff. That's why it came out so good when he started doing it in wrestling. You know, he got to push it a little farther. You know, the stage fights on Real World, he got a chance to really make them stage fights look good in the wrestling ring. You know, so being as it that we know about that, is this another situation where our chain being pulled? And that's what I'm thinking. Y'all know that number, 646-478-5209. I want to look around here, entertainment news, and see what we got going here. What do we got relevant in entertainment news? Oh, yeah, Shade, don't judge. But I'm checking out Nashville tonight. I'm checking it out, man. It looks like it's going to be real good, man. It's looking real good, and I want to see something like that, you know, as far as what we saw on, what was the name of that movie, man? Not Country Strong. The movie with Gwyneth Paltrow and the young girl that was coming up to take her slot, and they had that little rivalry. That was a real good movie. She was a country singer, you know, drugs and alcohol and everything, and she was falling off. And this young country star came along, you know, with this spark, this light, you know, ready to blow. You know, it's like, man, fall behind me, you know. That whole idea there for that movie was real good. I want to see how it plays out as a TV show. What else do we got going on, y'all? What else do we got going on, y'all? I really wanna touch on the Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez thing, but you know, I don't do all of that rumor mill stuff, so I ain't gonna even do that, man. I'm gonna leave it alone. But I'm just gonna say, hey Ben, you know, that's my man. Ben Affleck, that's my man. Do what it is you gotta do. J Lo wanna hit y'all, dog, go ahead and hit it up, man. I'm gonna leave that alone. I'm not gonna say that. All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and get some music going for y'all, man. But I'm gonna be right back, y'all. Stay right there. Hit y'all with an old school joint, man. It's from your man Brandon Kane. This is keeping it 100. Lawless Radio, Grit Grind. Yeah.
Cause now I got green, push the coupe windows tinted. You can come ride with me, girl. Ain't nothing to scoop you up just to spoil you. I wanna be the only guy that you're loyal to. Ride you through the city, top down, till they know it's you. Oh, my swag off the meter. You a jerk, so you reject you when you see ya. Keep it cool, yeah, like I'm supposed to. Keep it cool, yeah, when they approach ya. So what's the point in you running? I keep them all running. And I said, baby girl, if I want it.
another day. I used to hear the guards and yards and stay out the street. But you get hit by a car, climbing trees, running around having some fun. Back then you didn't hear nobody firing a gun. You can open up your window, let in some fresh air. Coming home from school, going to the county fair. I remember cousin Rufus on his truck, southern truck, hanging out the corner grill from dawn to dusk, playing video games like Pac-Man and Centipede, shooting pool, hanging out with the older G's, the tradition, chipping money for a brew. I didn't drink beer still, I was down with the crew. Born and raised in a small town in NC, Winneville is the place and the block is when free. It feels good to reminisce and go way back. I came up a long way from not having jet. It's the way how we do it. Remember Friday nights heading out to the club, 5 or 10 cars deep, pulling up, it's all love. Our crew rolling thick, never worried about beef. Where I'm from, the name itself runs deep. I remember break dancing on the cardboard box, everybody and their grandma thinking that they hot. I remember cooking out in the back of Red's house. After that, back to the block without a doubt, make a run to G Vegas, to the ABC store, boy, gals in the jeans to drink up, cause we've been bored to my homies. For a quick game of spades, while the rest chilling on the porch getting paid. I can go on and tell you everything is so real. If you remember, I remember, and you know what this did. It feels good to reminisce and go way back. I came up a long way from not having jet. It's the way how we do it. Playing in the turkey bowl, everybody come to watch if you young or old. Later that night, everybody hit the skating rink. Sports world was the spot, and the crowd it was great. Radio station used to do a live broadcast, cleaning up the house to go and get you some cash. And Kimbo's coming home from NY. Other things you haven't seen in years, you wanna cry. The love for this anthem is written to fans. It feels good to go back and just say, oh man, it feels good to reminisce and go away. I came up a long way from not having jet. It's the way how we do it. It really gets down. We stay level headed, homie. It don't do a crap. It feels good to reminisce and go way back. I came up a long way from not having jet. It's the way how we do it. It really gets down. We stay level headed, homie.
I'm a booty, bet you get it, now I shake. killer, be an athlete, a baller, stack me some major chills, maybe an actor or a model, pitching me Hollywood under the bright lights, no street lights, children about the hood, college funds for all four of them, believe me, they ain't gonna want for nothing, struggle for so long, for so long, I knew change was coming, searching for a meal, dollar bills, got me craving money, I got expensive taste, all I speak about is money, I'm trying to get rich one day, mark my words, you see it coming, that's why you hating, yeah, got to stick down to your stomach, see me moving forward, why you haters falling far behind, I'm on a mission, and my mission is for me to shine.
I Yo, what up? This your boy Nevermore, Crucial Conflict. You know what I'm saying? Lawless Radio all day, every day. You play it, you hear it, you did.
It's your boy Lil Hot the Money Man. And you are now tuned in to the number one radio station. My radio station. Lawless Radio, homie.
Hey, man, y'all, man, look who I got on the line. It's your boy, B-Mo Slim. This city's in the house. B-Mo, what's going on, man?
Man, I can't call it, brother. How you doing?
Man, you can call it, man. You're the only one with the tokens, man. What's going on?
Can't call it, man. It's an absolute honor and a privilege, man, to be on Lawless Radio tonight, man, in the building with my homeboy, Chairman TL, already.
Hey, thank you, man. Hey, man, I heard you vibing to that Ebony, man. Ebony's listening in, man. Shout out to my girl. She's ill. Y'all keep
Oh, yeah, man. That was a dope record.
Man, that was a dope record.
I was checking that out.
I swear to you, man, that is hot, man. That's that Bobby London and Evelyn Slater, man. That joint there, man. The chemistry just on that joint, man, just felt so good, man. And the track itself was, like, sick.
Yeah, man. I'm digging that one.
Hey, that is it right there, man. What's going on with you, man, besides these moves that only Sin City can be making, man? What's going on, man?
Man, we just trying to keep going, man. We just trying to keep grinding and, you know, keep striving to try to reach the top, man, and trying to put some distance in between us and the haters. You already know how I do.
Man, y'all got a lot of distance, man. Y'all, I mean, I say it every time I get somebody from the camp on the show, y'all cats stay working, man. I love it, man. Anytime I get
that,
Twitter, anytime I get that text, anytime I hit Facebook, y'all guys stay working, man. So that right there, man, do nothing, man. You know, they said keep them kind of people around me. So when I look up, man, and I see Tavares done got 4 hours of sleep, I got to beat him out, man. I got to get 3 hours. You know what I'm saying, man?
You already know, man.
Rodney said, I'm leaving the job straight to the set. Okay, well, I got to leave the job and go straight to do something. I don't care what, man. Y'all cast, man, y'all stay on it, man. I mean, the camp is so positive, man. So I can't do nothing but say that I'm real proud. You know, the few years I've been knowing y'all, man, and just watching, you know, how far y'all gone in those few years, man, and just all the things y'all keep going, man. But a lot of people know y'all for these movies and these TV shows, man. They really sleeping on the music movement, man.
I think they are too, man, but, you know, we got some things definitely in store. You know, Last Call right now doing his thing. You know, big shout out to the homeboy Sin right there, man. You know, he definitely put together a classic album. It's banging.
Yes.
You know, we definitely doing our part to try to get it out there to the people, man. So y'all definitely go and Google that, man. Find out where y'all can cop that at and, you know, support the move, man.
Man, that is it, man. Hey, let them know where to support the movement, man. Hit them with the websites and the Twitters, man.
Oh, man, most definitely, man. You know, y'all can get at us on Twitter, man, at 480 Worldwide, at 480 Films, and at Sin City MG. That's S number one, N City MG. We just went through a little bit of rebranding there for a minute.
Okay.
So, you know, we had to go ahead and update some of our sites or whatever. So definitely get at us on the Twitter right now. Like I said, in the process of the rebranding and things like that, some of the sites that we had accessible are kind of down right now while we upload new content and just trying to make sure we keep everything fresh and in a forward progression.
Hey, there you go, man. Because, I mean, man, that I wish, man, I don't care what is going on, man. When I dropped that, I wish Sin got down. And then when I got a hold of this one right here, you know, I don't get too many joints, man. You know, like, man, I'm a jump on that track. I don't get that many joints, you know. I try to stay on that executive side, you know, and let the other people work and stuff, man. But man, when you hit that one joint, like, man, I gotta get on that. You know, that's when you know this is a hot joint, man. And man, when I first heard For the City, all I could say was, man, that is it commercially, lyrically. You know, track-wise, man, this is an all-around, man. I mean, this is a full package right here, man.
Hey, man, you know, that means a lot coming from you, man, because, you know, I know our PPL movement, man. I see that you're a definite vet in the game, man. So, you know, you saying that, man, it definitely means a lot. See, how I really look at this music thing with us, man, is that, you know, it's a lot of competition out here in this game. The music game is already saturated like crazy. So what we try to do is we try to put out music, man, that really, you know what I'm saying, defines who we are as individuals and as a company. You know, so we got different styles, we got different flavors. It's gonna complement each and every artist. We already know how Sin rock, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully for the city, it'll give people a little bit of a glimpse inside of how I really get down. It's actually the first single off my upcoming album, Therapy Session. So, you know, we had a little street banger out there for a minute, the Mac Go record, you know, just to kind of let people know what was to come. But we definitely gonna hit them hard with this. This is the official first single. And we got the music video en route. We've already finished pretty much shooting that. And it's in editing right now. So that's going to be up hopefully here not too much longer.
Hey, man, that's it right there, man. Hey, y'all check it out right now, man. Introduce it for him, B-Mo.
Absolutely, man. Produced by my dog, Superstar Old Man. We got the homeboy King Floated from the Attic Crew 105 Future, Futurelic ENT, man. And I got my man Marcus singing the hook, man. This is for the city. It's the first official single off my upcoming album, Therapy Session. It's your homeboy, B-Mo Slim. Y'all check me out at that at B-Mo Slim on Twitter. And that's B-E-E-M-O-E-S-L-I-M. In city, this is what we do.
That's it, man. Exclusive.
Block, blades go chop, chop. AKs go chop, chop. Go around and get your top, drop. Ride around in that hot box, slow cooker, crock pot. The block hot, the Glock hot. It's cracking around here like pop rocks. Ride around with that top back with a bad bass. She topless, mohawk, tattoos. Yeah, she be on that rock. Then I'm a rock boy on the corner like sidewalk. Getting to the money, my tit 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 these licks. Speed these that's why I roll with a whole bunch of killers. K-I-N-G, blow that hard. No pistol, no bodyguard. Beam on Slim, on my squad. On these 8-town streets, we guard. East Point, South Side, they know we clown. Bozo, flip these burgers, quarter pound. Uh-oh, you in trouble now. Flip this money, double down. Who else gon' get it? Shout out to that debt committed. You know I'm representing. We bought that money and power, we been. You just a snitch, a coward. Get the hell, they got my credit.
Don't need to quit their day job when it comes to this, bro. And hearing records like that, it just put me in the mindset of my own mission, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I do this, you do this for the city, man. We do this for everybody, you know what I'm saying? We do this for the people that want to really do this. And it's cool because you got a lot of people that you inspire along the way, and they may feel like they want to do it too, you know what I'm saying? Instead of for just supporting you and just rocking with you or whatever, you know, they feel like they want to get some of that shine, and that's cool because when you're on top, everybody want a piece of you, you know what I'm saying? But once again,
amen,
bro, like salute, bro. Like it just humbled me to hear you on this because last week we was on Ill or Kill and got on, you know, the subway. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, man, that's right.
And you got more votes than me.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, I'm just keeping it real though. I'm just keeping it all the way good, TL. You know I keep it real all
yeah,
day, every day, man. You know what I'm saying? I just tweeted Facebook. I just shouted the man out. I'm like, yo, just because I just was ranting about this shit. And then just in the middle of my rant, I'm just like, whoa, like, because I'm flipping back. I'm flipping through everybody's stations right now. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm showing love. I show love to people that I've been showing love, but I'm flipping through the stations. And I'm like, nothing's grabbing me. It ain't even like I'm trying to hit. Just catch my shit or nothing. Like, I'm just trying to see what's going on out here.
Right.
Because
it's
crazy, bro. It's crazy.
And see, that's the thing that I told her. When I hit a joint that make me want to go and jump on it, because, I mean, I don't just jump on any, you know, anybody's joint, you know, and I'm trying to play low pro background, you know, take care of all of the, you know, all of the day-to-day lawless stuff. So I'm not trying to be doing no recording. But when
right.
I hear a joint that make me want to write, That you came off. You came off.
Up,
if
man.
Your joint make me want to write, you came off. That's it.
Hey, quiet as kept me and him supposed to be doing a record together. You know what I'm saying? So it's shit like that. It's just amazing, man. When you do hear something like that.
Yeah, for real.
That is it, man. That's how it is, man. You know, and you know I'm looking forward to hearing. I am looking forward to hearing, man.
Yo, man, I laid my verse down for that. I laid my verse down for that Monday night, man. So that thing right there, it's in motion, you know what I'm saying? So.
It's in motion. All right. See, I got to get on the horn.
I
got to get on that horse and get my part down, man.
Y'all better not give me nothing to blow up this station, man. Y'all better not give me nothing to burn the people's ears up, to set the boards on fire, man.
Man, we just don't. We ain't trying to stop, man. I don't even know how to stop, man. You know, my man said something very, very valuable there, man. I just wanted to piggyback off of it real quick, man. You know, you're doing some records, man. Like you said, like, it's so much stuff out here right now, man, that I can't even respect. Like, you know, I don't disrespect nobody's movement or nothing like that. You got to do what you got to do, man. And what's going to be what it's going to be, going to rise to the top. And the rest of that stuff going to fall off, man. But it's like certain elements that got to go into this music. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm seeing, because, you know, when I came on with Sin City, it was in the A&R capacity. So I've always been around talent. I've always been around talent. I've always been around music. So I know kind of what the hip hop, not just from a beat perspective, but from an artist perspective and lyrics and things like that. So, you know, I'm always checking for talent, whatever. And I'd be on YouTube, man, and it's like this new generation, you know. I mean, one dude even said it in the comments, man. He was like, you know, it ain't even about lyrics no more these days. It's about money. And I'm like, That's like, you know, and I don't want to use this as a reference, but really ain't nothing else coming to mind. That's like saying, you know, the porn game ain't about sex no more. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that go hand in hand. So how you going to say the lyrics don't matter in rap no more? And that's just the mentality of most of these young cats out here doing this music, man. But I'm from that old school Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I can't really subscribe to none of this new stuff that I'm hearing, the fashion and none of that stuff, man. So, when it came time to do this record right here, and even though it's from a Dirty South perspective, you know, Chicago can bump this for their city. L.A. can bump this for their city.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's really just trying to bring back that part of hip-hop and rap that's really missing right now. So.
Yep. And it's not there because, honestly, hey, first off, Ebony, wanted to shout out y'all. You know, she can't jump on the line. She's a real deal. But she wanted to shout out to both of y'all. Said big, big, big ups to y'all. Respect. But, man, the lyrics have got to be there because when you think of rap, you know,
by definition alone, rap is talk. It's about the tale. You know, and, you know, if you're saying that it's not about the lyrics, you know, then now we need another genre. We need another genre.
Yeah.
You know, that's not hip hop.
Right,
that's
that.
Not rap. You know, what is that? Dig that, did that, do that, you know, whatever it is. You got to call it that, man, because I mean for cats, you know, like Rakim getting honored and stuff, man. This was lyricism, man. I don't remember a Rakim joint where he wasn't like, hold on, what did he say? You know, he had you reading the Quran. He had you finding out what a fifth percenter was. We had no fifth percenters in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? But I had to go and study, you know, to find out what he was talking about because lyrically, you know, he was speaking from that perspective. So he sent you to read and stuff. But hey, find out, man. Now, hold on. Now, what is he? Hold on. Straight to the, wait a minute. Hold on, man. You finding out, you know. And I think that's what a lot of the old stuff, old school stuff was about.
You have to be smart, man. You have to be smart. Otherwise, that stuff is going to go over your head. You know what I'm saying? And that's the problem with this new generation right now. Like, they don't want to read. Like, don't let me get on Facebook and type anything more than 5 lines. The first thing somebody's going to say was, that's too long. That's too long. I can't read it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what you mean that's too long, man? Like, I'm not even understanding why you don't want to exercise your gray matter. And you might miss out on something just because it's too long for you to read. So that's the real problem is that this new generation don't really grasp the concept of education.
It's all about pictures and videos, man. They don't want to read nothing, man.
They ain't trying to read. They don't know how to.
Yep. They ain't trying to. But you know what it is, man? It's about this whole fast pace of it. Think about it.
Yep.
You got a cat that decided last year. Remember, we still fresh in this year. Last year he decided he wanted to start rapping. This year he wanted to be a millionaire. You got a cat that's been putting in work for tens of years, you know, and they're not thinking about the millions yet. They trying to think about the impact they want to make. They're not thinking about the millions. This cat ain't thinking about no impact. He's thinking about longevity. He's thinking about his millions. He didn't grab the little picture off the internet of the Bentley that he want. He got the house. He done picked all the stuff out. But he ain't did nothing.
I call it the microwave generation. I call it the microwave generation. And it's so funny you said that. And it's a real quick story, man, about this chick who I was just trying to do some business with. And she only been rapping for 10 months. And from the time I started talking to her to the conversation I had with her this week, you know, I ain't going to shout her out because she played her stuff. You know, I ain't even going to give her no type of shine whatsoever. But she tell me on the phone she ain't doing no features right now unless they paid. And I'm like, you ain't paid no dues, ma. You ain't even rapping
bro, I hate artists that do that, bro. For real.
She told me, real talk. She said she was a solo artist, and as a solo artist, she couldn't collab with nobody. I'm like, you don't even understand the language of the business you're trying to get into.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So,
man.
You know, she's playing herself out of a situation.
I run into that similar situation, and it's crazy because a lot of females is on that, like, and they don't. I don't understand it, man. It's hard to find just a humble chick just to work with, let alone, you know.
I don't want to limit it to just the ladies too. You know what I'm saying? It's just this generation, period, male or female, man. They don't really understand the whole thing.
Anybody.
They want that. They want that quick money. They about that microwave, man. They don't understand the language of the business and understanding that you got to get out here and you got to collab with some cats, man, so that you can touch their fan base and they can touch your fan base. And then that way you build and you grow like that, man. But when you start getting all selfish and you want to keep yourself, I'm going to check out and see what she had in 3 years. You know what I'm saying? And when she even fell off, she only got herself to blame.
Yep. But you know what? No, piggybacking off of that. You know, we're putting everything together for the Lawless Radio Award. So what I've been doing, you know, is reaching out to the people, you know, that support us. You know, come on, you know, want to know if you want to do performance and stuff. And then, you know, just reaching out to different people and stuff. You do not want to hear the demand emails that I've gotten in response. Now, I didn't invite T.I. I didn't invite T.I. So ask me why somebody need a car to pick them up. I didn't invite Lil Wayne, so ask me why somebody requires security when, on the show, bro.
I mean, it's the media, man. You know. know, I mean, you can lay blame in a number of different areas, man, but the media don't help. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The stuff that they're really putting out right now and the stuff that they're focusing on is really what's helping to damage this whole culture, man. So.
Yeah.
We the only culture, man, that can sit and I've been a victim of it too. And I'm not saying like I'm even at this point totally out of it, because I'm gonna keep it real. I've been victimized by this culture growing up in it. We the only culture that can sit and turn on a dope beat and think it's cool to destroy our own culture by talking about all this bullshit. We the only people that do this shit, and everybody else looks at everybody else, every other culture looks at our music subjectively because they think that's who we are.
And
it's crazy,
that's
man.
Not, man. We don't want nobody talking to us. We don't want nobody preaching at us, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's basically you can attribute that to a lot of what you're saying right now, man. You know what I'm saying? Them days where Cat put on a record and you actually walked away from that record and you learned something, like T.L. was making mention of Rakim earlier and stuff. Them days gone, bro.
But hey, you remember the old school joint, man, how that album always had that one joint. You know, they called it the conscious rap. They that had that one joint. Everybody's album had that one joint. It was like the last joint on B-side. You know what I'm saying? The last joint. You know what I'm saying? But it'll be something deep, you know, somewhere you like, wow. You don't have that now.
ATL, hey, these new cats don't even know what B-side is, homie. These new cats don't even know what B-side is, man. That just went over some cats here right there.
ain't no real album artist no more, man. Like you said, it's microwave. It's get in. Get out, like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas, you know, not even just niggas, like, just people just want to live the lifestyle, man, and it's crazy, man. It's saturated. And like I said, man, I've been on the internet all day looking for something, like some inspiration, man, like from somewhere. And I'm not finding it in the mainstream, because all that's like tainted like a motherfucker. And you know, then you got these any artists trying to be like these motherfuckers. I mean, it's like 50 million songs about Molly's now. I'm like, damn, is everybody a fucking junkie? They didn't have the way to get up into the black community.
Hey, man, stay right there, man. Let me pay the bills real quick with some of this music. I'm going to be right back, all
right? All right.
Damn. Yo, bruh. Did you see her? Hell yeah. Did you see her? Man. Yeah, I'm going in there and get her, man. But, hey, man, ain't no questions, ain't no buts. I'm going in there and I'm getting that girl. Bruh, do you know where we at? I know. But, did you see her? Yeah, you tripping, man. That's all I want to know. Did you see that girl?
Yeah, I saw her.
Yeah. I'm going in there. I'm going to get her.
I don't need it. the trip. I'm in Pacific. We'll be some tourists in Honduras or the South Pacific. Let's take a cruise. I'll let you choose. Ooh, girl, you won't forget. See no casinos, increase libido, and I don't let you do this.
Hey, that was real weird there, y'all. I'm talking my head off and ain't cue my mic. Don't be laughing at me. Don't judge me. Don't judge me. Hey, I want to make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night for my girl Catrice, the Raw Deal. Y'all know how Catrice do it. It is getting fit up. It is going down. That's how she do it, y'all. I wouldn't have her do it any differently. Make sure y'all tune in for my girl, Nikki Outlaw. That is on Tuesday. Keep it real, honey, girl. Get them topics in, man. They get them topics in. I'm going to say it just like that, man. So y'all make sure y'all tune in and check them out. Hey, for my artists out there that have been nominated in the Lawless Radio Awards, the final date for your votes will be on October 21st. So, hustled out your vote set. Y'all better hustle out them votes. Man, I got my man BMO on. BMO, they ain't got a hustle out no votes. They taking categories around here. Hell, I got to try to get them to help me get some votes. Hey, BMO, you still there, man? No, hold on, y'all. Let's see. There we go. Now we got BMO. Now he on. What's going on, man? You still there?
Let me try to
get Mississippi in, man. Mississippi been calling. Let's get Mississippi in here. Mississippi, what's going on, bro?
Hey, what's happening, Chairman?
What's going on, man? What's happening?
Man, chilling.
That's what it is, man.
Hey, man, I just wanted to say to the Lawless family, Lawless War Order, I need y'all to pray for me on a serious tip. I know a lot of people know me as a jokester and, you know, funny man and whatnot, but I got a medical issue I'm dealing with right now, and I'm going under the knife first thing tomorrow morning.
Man, hey, definitely in my prayers, man.
Man, sure enough, appreciate it. I'm quite sure Mayor Lawless told you that I fractured my ankle last week. Yep. The most freakish of ways, too. It was just tripped out. I mean, I didn't trip over nothing or do nothing. I was just stepping out on my front porch. And I had a misstep, and, man, it was just all tore up. It was all kind of colors, purple, blue, black. It was, shit, it was everything but orange. And she convinced me. Because I thought I had just rolled it, so I'm trying to walk it off or whatever, right? She the one who convinced me to even call the paramedics, and once they transported me to the hospital and they took x-rays, that showed enough what it was a fractured ankle. So I'm walking around here with a splint on and crutches, and you know how hard it is for me. And you know I don't never miss no work. You know, I had to take off last Friday because they had put me on. It happened last Thursday, but I ended up calling in last Friday because, man, I got home. It was like 3:40 in the morning, and they had given me that Vicodin, and I was down for the count. I couldn't go to work, and they understood. And so I'm going to be on the shelf for the next couple of days, man. But your boy is going to be coming back stronger and better than ever.
Hey, there you go, man. There you go, man. You definitely in our prayers, man. You stay there, all right, man?
All right, absolutely.
Alright, man, Kevin L. Francis said, keep him in y'all prayers. Pray for the crazy man, Mississippi Red, y'all. He's gonna be alright. Hey, Dirty, you there, man?
Oh yeah, I'm praying for him, man. I hate to hear something happen to our soldiers, hey, man, whether it be whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? I don't like hearing stuff like that, but God heals all, man, you know. And you know, I hope a speedy recovery for you, Mississippi Red, just from the boy Dirty.
Yeah, man, Mississippi gonna be all right. Mississippi too hard. He too hard headed, man, to have something happen to him, man. It's gonna be Mississippi, you supposed to be hurt. No, I ain't hurt.
I like to laugh when you get on here, man. I don't be wanting to hear all that. I like
right.
to laugh.
Right, man. Mississippi, hey, when you think of Mississippi, man, that's the first thing that comes to mind, man. You got to roll, man. Man, keep you laughing, man. That's why we call him the crazy man of Lawless Radio. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
and what is it, man? Mississippi,
man.
Hey, you roll. What up,
Nah, I was just saying, I do want to shout out to everybody. everybody, man, that has voted for me for Best Club Banger for, you know, Lawless Annual Award. So, you know, I would hope, you know, everybody's still tuning in and, you know, checking out everything that Lawless Radio has to offer. And they can go online, lawlessradio.com, and, you know, Lawless World Order, Lawless Entertainment, and your boy Dirty been rocking with him for about what? About some years now.
You got my vote, big dog. You got my vote.
There you go. There you go, man. Y'all
I'm going
make
to put
sure.
That thing in. Soon as we get off, man, I'm going to put my vote in for you, homie.
Appreciate
there
it, big homie.
There you go. Hey, man, y'all make sure y'all vote for me.
Hey.
Already, man.
Yeah, I already got my vote, chair, man.
Hey, check it out, man. I'm thinking about doing the debate, man. I want to get Catrice on, man, and we're going to do our debate, man. And I'm going to threaten Barney. Since Big Bird got threatened,
man,
I'm going to threaten Barney, dog. Me and Catrice are going
to
get up to do a debate, man.
No, I said shout out to Catrice.
Yeah, man. Shout out to my girl, man. we gonna do our own debate, man. That's it. You know what? That's a good idea, man. I'm all for that, man. I might even get somebody old and senile to get on and talk to a chair, man. You never know.
That's gonna be classic right there.
Yeah, it is, man. Hey, man, y'all get some shout-outs, man. Get some shout-outs to y'all people, man.
Oh, man.
You got it, Dirty. You got it. Go ahead, man.
Guess I want to shout-out, you know, the good people at Digimob Entertainment who's been so kind to your boy. You know, we got the movie Wayne Saying Hell coming next year. Got, you know, some good names in there. DJ Ump. We got Shawty Shawty, Dexter Tucker. Miss Cass, Shouty, Blue Da Vinci. Guess I'm kind of running through names, but it, you know, any artists out there that wanna, you know, be a part of the soundtrack, man, y'all can always send some music in. It's a $25 submission, of course, but for the placement, you know, you'll be able to get on the soundtrack, or we'll be able to, you know, cipher through it. I mean, we didn't got a whole bunch of submissions so far, but you can send those at submissions at waitingtoinhale.com. And, you know, like I said, other than that, you know, shout out to everybody that's been rocking with your boy from day one, all my true Black Hollywood Cartel fans, you know, that's still in the mix, you know. It's just all the same thing to me, you know. I represent everything that I do, and everybody that I touch is just part of me, you know. Oh, and before I end it, I want to, again, shout out B-Mo Slim, for, you know, that for the city record, man. I know I'm just wasting talking, but, yeah, that's really just pump me up. Like, that's what I need to be at.
Man, you know, I mean, my shout-outs, I mean, first and foremost, definitely want to shout the chairman, TL, out, man, and the whole Lawless movement. You know, we rocking with you hard, body fam. So, you know, that go without saying right there, man. Next up, obviously, is the whole 480 Worldwide, 480 Films, Sin City Music Group, the boy Sin, Shane Donovan, you know, the whole team, everybody associated with them. You know how deep we are, so I ain't finna go through all them names.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We only got 30 minutes left, dog. Y'all got 2 minutes.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely want to shout out my team, Team B-Mo. You know what I'm saying? Everybody associated and affiliated with that, man. And shout out all the radio outlets, man, that's been supporting Sin City Music Group and everything that we're putting out right now, man. Everybody definitely go get that Last Call album from the big homie Sin. You know, y'all can just pretty much Google that, man, and it'll pop up in all the little areas that you can pick that up at. Definitely want to shout out, you know, my engineer first and foremost, too, man, Mudknock. I got a session tomorrow night. I'm going to get back off this phone, man, and get in there and prep for that, man. I got to shout Dirty Bird out, man, and and True Misses, and you know what I'm saying, ready for that collaboration that's coming real soon, man. And y'all just check for that for the city, man. That music video, the minute that go up, we're going to be sending them links out.
Tight.
There you go, man. Y'all got Sin City in the house, Digimob in the house, man. It is always a pleasure having y'all on the show, man. You know y'all ain't got to wait, man. Hit me. I stop what I'm doing, man. Hit me up.
Hey, you already know what it is, TL. You know, like I told you before, we got some work to do, man. You know, I'm just gearing up everything that's to come.
Yeah, man, and now I'm thinking about it too, man. And we are for a couple of them Lawless Awards too, man.
Man.
You know, I ain't trying to do too much plugging, man. But I think we are for the I'm Winning record, man. Shout out to boy Star Tom for the collab on that too, man. And definitely we got that award for T's album, I mean, not album, the song, you know, the I Wish I Never Told You joint. Couldn't think
bro,
of the name right
okay,
there.
Yeah,
we're doing for
yeah.
a second. You know
I'm
what I'm saying? So, definitely, man, we're trying to bring
it
home.
No more. Bro, I don't think y'all up for it no more, man. Looking at the polls, I don't think y'all
we're trying
up
to go
for
and
no
bring
more.
It home, man. We're trying to bring it home.
Y'all ain't up for it no more, man. Y'all probably ain't been up for it for a long time.
You know?
That's what I was talking about, man. No doubt, man. I'm definitely going to be chopping it up with y'all about the performances and everything, man. Right now, it's looking like the event's going to be at Meadow Creek out in Gwinnett.
Okay.
That's off of 84. What is that, like 110? I'm going to say 85.
Yeah.
110 exit. I'll let everybody know all of everything. You know, when you start putting stuff together like this, man, we are so meticulous about it, man. I got to give a shout-out to Patrice being on top of it, Tanya for being on it. We are very meticulous in how we do it because this being the first annual, we want this to really set the tone. You know, I've seen a lot of award shows and have been a part of a lot of award shows that I would rather forget, you know, and
yeah.
I don't want this to be one of those. I want this to be, you know, what we want it to be. You know, when we said support your local come up, this is because we love you guys that's putting the groundwork behind your craft and actually bringing something to the table, you know. So for this award to come from us, man, we want it to be prestigious, you know, for you. We want it to be, you know, that award that you hold to heart until you grab that BET. You know, even after you grab the BET, you can still hold on to it. You know, but we don't want it to be like these little certificates I've been seeing people get at these award shows. And you never hear about the award show, nor do you ever hear about, you know, the person, you know, that won anything on it. You know, I want it to be very relevant, you know, and I, for the people that have been working with me, LaShawn Smith, you know, I know that I have been a headache. I've been a headache and a half. But, I mean, man, it is because I want so much for this award show. Shout out to
absolutely.
TV. Shout out to TT. She working from Chicago, you know. Shout out, man. My girl Ebony hit me up. Hey, what you need me to do? You know, people have been really trying to get involved with it.
What you
so
need
I
me
think,
to do?
Man, you, hey, we don't
no,
hey,
no,
we don't
do
chop
that,
it. Hey, we gonna chop it up, dirty. We gonna chop it up. You know, at the same time, you know, I know people might have forgot, but we trying to kick that Lawless TV off too. And the award show is going to be the first show on Lawless TV. So I have been, you know, diligently working on that.
Wow.
It's been a headache, but it's a good headache. It's one of those headaches that you love. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the headache that you don't mind having in the morning. I ain't taking no Excedrin. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the team, man. My people holding down. KD, Lady Q, man. Nikki, I love my people. Holding down, you know, I mean, the ideas keep coming and people keep sliding this information and stuff like that, man. And I mean, man, I definitely want to see this be a success, man. And no doubt it will be, man. Reading my girl Ebony, she said it's a war show, it's going to be a success. Yes, it is. Ebony, thank you. Much love. Much love.
It is going to
be. Yeah, man. It, look at who I got involved, man. Y'all, it can't help but be a success. No doubt, man. No doubt, man. So I'm gonna definitely hit y'all up like at the top of next week, you know, to talk about that. that drop, man. I need that drop.
Man. You know what? I'm going in the studio tomorrow, man. You can count on that, man. I'm going to go in and lay that drop down for you tomorrow, man, and go ahead and get that out to you.
There you go. And you know Dirty. All through Dirty all up through there, man. My manager
got mad at me, man, because he was like, yo, you got to keep doing the bird call. I'm like, yo, I'm not 18 no more, man. Like, yo, that's for kids, you know. But I keep rapping, man. You know, it's all love.
but Dirty, that's no signature,
yeah,
man. Everybody know the minute they see me, it's Lawless. They know that's coming out my mouth. So when I look at Dirty, the first thing I'm looking for is,
<Turn up.
laughs> Hey, man, hey, catchphrase, baby. You know, I robbed the rock for heels, man. The most electrifying man on internet radio, baby. I robbed the rock for heels, man. We all got that catchphrase. Oh, there you go. Woo! Robert Flair, I did that. Okay, brothers. Hey, man. Y'all stay focused, man. Y'all keep doing what it is you're doing, man, and continue success, all right?
Gratitude.
Salute, man.
There you go, man. Thank you. Speaking of salute, you know what? I'm in the mind for some double L salute. Here we go, y'all. Lawless Radio, Freak Crowd.
Double L salute. What do you do? We throw it up.
Double L salute.
Deanna,
man.
What do you do?
We better hurt him with this.
Double L salute. What do you do?
We throw it up.
It's the Lawless World.
Lawless
L salute. What do you do?
We throw it up.
DA
Gray. Marked off.
Throw it up on the grass, living the dream like a king, the thing in the bag. They say the fast is on the
being black, when it was abused, and not as a blue. It's just you, it's all the entertainment. We run in your pockets, and you just can't stop and give me what you got. You owe me a payment. I'm not playing, throw it up.
What do you do?
We throw it up, throw it up, throw it up.
Double L salute. What do you do?
We throw it up, throw it up, throw it up.
Double L salute. What do you do?
We throw it up, throw it up, throw it up.
Double L salute. What do you do?
We throw it up, throw it up.
I'm repping the L, I'm repping the A, hey. I'm repping the W, and let's don't run up and test. Unless you can mess with the realest, gorillas who start to defend us, replenish the business of realness.
Never the same thing, steady playing the same game. Don't be messing with the same lane, make a different change. Before the same, I was watching all your moves. The way that you walk, the way that you talk, feeling you. Jump in the back, here's the hat, it's all new, girl. Put a diamond on your feet, all new. If you're falling in love, baby girl, come here. I'm here.
A young G hypnotized. I don't know what it is, but I gotta figure out how to be with one when I'm so used to the player route. I've been in love before, yeah, I know what love about. Hurt them or you get hurt first, depends on how things working out. Moving out, I thought about, but all I know is she for sure. You may come, you may go, I don't know how you may roll. Therefore, I just do my thing in my lane, run my game. Option weighing on my scale, relationships is earthly hell. Forgive me if you feel ignored, truly I do cut for you. Hopefully you can see, wait a while and we can be.
I hear your stories of tragic times, but I still deserve to be treated right. When you ignore me, you just show me that I'm never.
Yeah.
Your girl Macy Couture, repping Phoenix, Arizona, and I got it locked on Lawless Radio.
Man, that's what it feels. Man, I done come to the end of this show, man. Man, hey, time flies when you're having fun, man. Gotta thank B-Mo Slam for coming on, man. Crazy joint, man. I love that joint, man. Continued success to you and the rest of the Sin City camp out there, man. Thank my man Dirty. I think we got Dirty back on the line now anyway.
Shout out to my man Dirty. Dirty, you all mine?
Oh, yeah, I just want to say goodnight to the good folks in Lawless Entertainment.
Hey, that's what it is. Hey, that's what it is right there. They go Dirty, get his Russ Simmons on, man. Thank y'all. Good night. God bless. Hey, man, y'all make sure y'all tune back in next week doing the same thing, the same time, baby. That is Support Your Local Come Up, man. Y'all tune in for my girl Catrice tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Raw Deal. It goes down. Check out my girl, Nikki Outlaw, KB, and Lady Q Tuesday night. Keeping it real. Hey, got two new shows getting ready to announce. Want to wait, make sure that the time is right. But y'all know how it is, man. Y'all trying to be a part of the Lawless Entertainment family. Y'all want to be a part of that Lawless World Order. All you got to do is send a number of resumes over to careers@LawlessENTGroup.com. That is careers@LawlessENTGroup. Shoot them over, man. Yes, we do have positions available within the Lawless Radio organization. We also have positions available for Lawless TV as well as Lawless Entertainment as a whole. Y'all make sure y'all get back with me. All right, y'all want to follow the Lawless Entertainment movement, simply follow us at LawlessENT. Also, at Lawless Radio. You can follow me personally. That is @IamBAcrazy. Also at The Chairman TL. You can follow Catrice. That is @RawDealCatrice. You can follow Nikki Outlaw. That is @NikkiOutlaw. Hey, man, y'all stay focused. Stay on the grind. Do what it is you do and take care of yourselves. I want to send a shout-out to my people out there working airlines, my people out there working Frontier AirTran in Milwaukee, my people out there working Frontier AirTran in Chicago's Midway, my people out there working U.S. Airways and United in Chicago's O'Hare, my people out there working Southwest AirTran, Frontier, Frontier AirTran, U.S. Airways, there we go, and Southwest. And Atlanta Hartsfield, y'all keep those planes in the sky safely, rain, sleet, or snow. Y'all make sure the plane's going to do it all so well. If nobody else says thank you, if nobody else says they appreciate you, trust and know the chairman does. I want to remind you that Lawless Radio is a product of Lawless Entertainment. The music heard here, unless otherwise indicated, is not the sole property of Lawless Entertainment. However, we have been granted the broadcasting rights to be a part of this show, to be a part of Raw Deal, to be a part of Keeping It Real. Simply go to lawlessradio.com, click on the Submit Music tab. It is that easy. Do not send us any links. We do not download music, man. Shoot that music over to us. Follow the information directions there. We'll give it that once over, twice over, thrice over, quad over. And, hey, get you off in rotation. It is as simple as that. Make sure you add your Twitter, your contact information, and all that good stuff. That's going to do it for the chairman, baby. The Lawless World Order is in full effect, and you know it. Supposed to be music play right there, y'all, but y'all see how things go, right? But as the good man Vince McMahon says, baby, if it happens live, it was meant to happen. So let's see what happens when we press again. As you would know, the board has gone out on us, so don't worry about it. I catch y'all next week.
Put my would you even try? 5-0, we so gone. Guarantee that you won't see us trying to burn the city up. Bring my ice and lit it up. Every club I hit it up, they know we trying to live it up. I'm just trying to get it up. I'm trying to get up to the money. They ain't sick when I was nothing. Now they run their cups of something. So I tell them keep they front and always live no time for something. When I turn around and hit it, why that last you trying to bun it? You can call me too religious, cause I'm fitting what I'm living. Every dollar I'ma get it, time to get it where you fit it. I'ma keep on thinking back, they got the time, I won't relax. I'm too busy building stacks, procrastination, never that. I'm the hottest in the city, ain't nobody pulling with me. So them haters, if they want me, they gon' have to come and get me. But I'm steady, grinding smarter, crank it up a little harder. Put my delivery cold, but I swear I'll make it harder. I'm the hottest in the city, sorry, I can't even lie. Try to keep up with me, but why would you even try? I'm just trying to turn it up, so I crank it up a notch. Well, I'm just getting started, so I die.